Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too. Pam is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing, author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, and also Shopping, Why We Love It, and also Let Them Eat Cake, one of my favorites. And also, what do Henrys want? High earners, not rich yet. That's the term she coined, and she's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. It's
good to have you back, as always. So what's the word? Where do you think we are on Black Friday and Cyber Monday and moving into the holidays? What's your sense? Nobody has their finger on the pulse better than you.
Well, I'm much more conservative than the National Retail Federation is in terms of their projections for holiday spend. I mean, I think they're saying that sales will increase November and December 3.8 to 4.2% over last year. And I'm much more conservative. I think 2 to 3%, and guess what? All of the gains are going to come, basically through internet and through digital e-commerce.
Are they even measuring those downloaded products like that? Do they measure those?
Yeah, you can keep up with day-to-day results of online spend through Adobe Analytics.
Right.
They have a website, and they're tracking all of that stuff. And, the fact is that on Black Friday, which is supposed to be, quote-unquote, the day that everybody goes to the store to shop, they found that Black Friday this year was like the second most biggest spend day in e-commerce, second only to Cyber Monday last year.
And I heard foot traffic was off a little bit on Cyber, even though foot traffic was off.
Exactly. That is exactly right.
Are we going to now call it a 50 Shades of Grey Friday or something like that? What do you think?
I guess so. Or it's a bleak Black Friday this past year. And while we had the Small Business Saturday this past Saturday, I'm going to be doing a survey of the retailers about what happened, what they mm-hmm. experienced. But my guess is that the bloom's off the rose. I think that Small Business Saturday is really not driving the traffic.
Well, you know how I feel about Small Business Saturday, Pam. Every darn Saturday is Small Business Saturday. I'm slightly annoyed by the concept. I know the lady who invented it, and I know the good reasons why she did it. It's turned into a promotion type of thing now, more branding for other people than it is to really help small businesses. But one thing about the hopefully, Pam, and I know you probably got some research on this, hopefully for small businesses, for Main Street, just because foot traffic is off, if you've done a good job with your online strategy, which should be part of your overall process, you've done a good job with that, just because foot traffic's off doesn't mean that Main Street volume is off. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you completely. I mean, I think that one of the things that I found most interesting in the data that I've seen this year from Adobe Analytics is that about 50% of all of the orders are now coming through mobile devices, not from desktop computers like I use.
Mm-hmm.
You look at retailers, and so many retailers still don't have mobile, access. And again, they don't have to sell online, but they have to compete online by being there and being present.
Have to win the race with Amazon, but they have to be in the race. And they do have to have some kind of a mobile presentation.
Yep.
They've got to have a small screen thing. whether that's like I have, which is a mobile, a full-on mobile site. But I also right. have another site that's that looks weird in the big screen that fits the small screen perfectly. They call it, I've forgotten the term they use for that, mobile forward or something like that. So you've right. got to have that, or otherwise you're irrelevant.
That's right, exactly. Because people start their shopping online.
I don't buy anything with my smartphone, but I do start shopping sometimes.
Exactly. I use Google all the time to find a store, to find a place to shop. So you really must have that mobile presence, because you can't, these old style websites, and you know, I talk to retailers, oh well, we built our website 5 years ago or something like that, and it's like that's last century's technology. You really have to have that mobile enabled, mobile visibility to drive traffic and draw
traffic.
5-10 years
ago, we would have been
traffic.
Sitting on our sofas watching television with our laptops in our lap or our iPads. Now people are sitting in their recliners with their smartphones watching television.
Exactly. I'm guilty of that. But I'm like you. I don't buy anything on my smartphone, but I certainly use it and find it.
Well,
our
generation
is
still more the tactile generation. We feel like we need to touch things. And I feel like I can touch things more in the big screen than I can the little screen. I blow things up. I want to see what the fabric looks like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm definitely like that too. But you know, it's interesting because they say that the Gen Z generation, which are like the first
under
completely
20.
Digital,
yeah,
under 20, complete digital, you know, the complete digital natives, that they're actually shopping more in physical retail because they want that social experience. So I think that, I mean, that's an interesting factoid.
This is something that we're going to learn more and more about. How the generations changed. I saw this once before in the military. I saw older brothers behaving differently than younger brothers back in the 70s and 80s in the military. It was very interesting how we can't presume that the Gen Zs are going to be Gen Y on steroids. They're not. They're probably not going to be that way.
That's exactly right.
And so, Main Street folks, you got to pay attention to that. Go ahead. Last thoughts on this segment.
That's right. Retail is a people experience today. It's a people business, not a product business. And retailers really need to understand that and make that people connection. And a big part of that people connection now is made through the Internet, through their digital and smartphones and tablets and so on.
UnityMarketingOnline.com, is that right?
That's exactly
and
right.
Find all of her books and the research, folks. She's unique in her world. Very excellent work that she does. Pam Danziger. Now we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the Henrys after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.